This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 17, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the retired Marine Corps officer who was fired at Salem's High School's ROTC instructor asked the school committee on Tuesday night how he can get his job back. Unfortunately for Lieutenant Colonel Michael Hunter and the 50 or so people who showed up to support him, the answer was not forthcoming. Hunter received a standing ovation from the audience at the Collins Middle School after his short speech, but Mayor Kim Driscoll said the school committee does not have the authority to overturn a school administration decision. She's quoted as saying, "I feel like we're in a very awkward position as school committee members." The 58-year-old Hunter was fired on December 8 by Salem High School Principal David Angiramo after an incident on November 21 in which Hunter confronted a student in the hallway, then had a heated argument with an assistant principal over how to discipline the student. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. Bill Newell reports today on two police-related stories.
Rick, the first police-related story comes from Lynn. Despite a near-record number of homicides and a slight uptick in car thefts last year, the city's overall crime is down, according to Lynn Police Department statistics. While the homicide rate tripled, crime was down in 5 out of 7 crime categories in 2017. That would be a 16% decrease. The biggest drop came in sexual assaults. There were 33% fewer rapes last year compared to 2016. The thefts were down by 20%, burglaries down 19%, assaults dropped by 15%, and robberies slipped by 7%. Quote, "We are pleased that the crime rate is down 16%. That's an extraordinary number, especially given the challenges that we face with the budgetary and manpower constraints we've had," according to Police Chief Michael McGeary. "It speaks to the work of the men and the women of the department that they've been doing all year." In Saugus, two people were injured when they were struck by a car on Central Street shortly after noon on Tuesday. Jack Dalton, a glazier for All City Glass, said that he was outside working on a truck when his back was turned to the street when he heard a loud bang that sounded like two cars colliding. He turned to see that two people were lying on the road just past the crosswalk. A small black car continued to drive slowly down the road, he said. The car, which had a large hole in the windshield, stopped a few hundred feet away beside the tennis court, he said. "I ran and called 911, and in case the guy fled, I asked the alarm company to check their video cameras," said Dalton. "They got hit hard. He wasn't just putting around. He must have been going 30 to 40 miles per hour. There was a large hole in the windshield. It was a real cold glass break." The driver is described by police only as an elderly man, is cooperating with the investigation, according to Saugus police. The elderly man and woman suffered significant trauma, but were conscious and alert when the police arrived on the scene, according to the police. Their injuries are described as non-life-threatening, and both were transported to local hospitals. There's more on both of these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Paul Layton also writes in today's Salem News, now that the city of Beverly has settled its nearly 20-year legal dispute with Beverly Port Marina over public access, the boatyard business can get to work on its long-promised public walkway. But be forewarned, it's not for the faint of heart, according to Paul Layton. According to a copy of the plan, walkers need to be on the lookout for propellers being activated, boats tipping over on their stands or rolling on trailers, engines being raised and lowered, pieces of debris flying off during work, a mast or another object falling from a height, etc. There's a sign that is proposed that says, "Please be careful, as this site is hazardous." The ominous warnings stated in a management plan filed with the state in 2013 add to the curious case of the City of Beverly versus Port Marina, which officially ended last month when the two sides agreed to a settlement. The dispute dates back to 1999, when the city challenged a license issued to Port Marina by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. Among other things, the city contended that the public walkway the marina is required by law to provide was too restrictive and not user-friendly. Much more in the story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. And the Boston Globe is reporting that Lawrence School Superintendent Jeffrey Riley and two high-ranking education officials outside Massachusetts emerged on Tuesday as finalists in the search for a new Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education. The two other finalists are Angelica Infante Green, Deputy Commissioner of the Office of Instructional Support, P-12, in the New York State Education Department, and Penny Schwinn, Chief Deputy Commissioner of Academics at the Texas Education Agency. The announcement followed months of speculation that Riley would be a finalist. Intrigue intensified in November when Riley announced that he would step down in June as the state-appointed superintendent of Lawrence Schools, which is in state receivership. More on this story in the Metro section of today's Boston Globe. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.